Baba Basra Daf Mimtesum El Beis. Rav Kahana said, Nachla Habo, a inheritance which is destined to come Leila Odom Mimokam Achar, to a person from another place because of what the Rabbanan instituted. For example, inheriting his wife. Odom Masna, a person can make a condition prior to his meriting it, prior to getting it, Shelo Yirashenu, that he doesn't want to inheritance by saying that dinu dvorim ein le anachla zu, I want no business with this inheritance. So that would be explained that he should have no connection. So now the Gemara explains what kind of a inheritance are we talking about? Chidrove, like Rove, the Omer Rove. Rove says kol oimer yefshi, one who says I don't wish with hakanas chachamim, the institution of the chachamim, that they instituted for my benefit, could go in zois. Like this, that will be explained now in the Gemara. Shemim loy. So we listen to him, because against his will, we cannot give a person a privilege. If the person doesn't care for his own benefit, he cannot own it or merit it against his will, because only with his consent the Chacham instituted. So the Gemara says, "Maiki goin zois." What is it, Kona? Are we? Did they deal in the Beis Medrash in the Yeshiva when the Rabbi said the words like this? What it says, that at that time they were dealing with about the halacha that the food that the Chachamim instituted that the husband has to give to his wife, that he has to feed her, and instead, because he feeds her, the Chachamim instituted that the husband should get the money of what she brings in, that she works. And therefore Rava says that in such a takana, such an institution that the Chachamim instituted, which was made for her benefit, if the woman says that she doesn't want it, we can listen. We listen to her, and he comes to teach us that the halacha is kidrav huna amarav, like Rav Huna said, name of Rav. The Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, name of Rav. Yichayli isha shtemel labay le'enin nizrenis ve'en yoisa. A woman can tell her husband, "I'm not going to be supported. You're not going to feed me, but I'm also not going to do my work. Is not going to go to you." As the Gemara explains in Ksubis Nochesim et Beis, because he holds that the Chachamim instituted that he should feed his wife whether she makes enough money with her work or not. And therefore the Chachamim instituted to him to give him the payment or the money that she brings in for the work that she does. So that if she does work and she earns money, so the husband merits it. And since this was instituted mainly for her benefit, so it is up to her to say that she doesn't want it, and she can tear it up. And the privilege to receive food from the husband, it's a inheritance that comes later on. Since every day there is an obligation of the husband to feed her, and her refusal to receive his obligation, which is future to come towards her, she doesn't want it, and certainly with regards to the Nichsei Meluk, the inheritance of the Nechosim, which the husband has a right to fruits to, that as long that he hasn't married her, he did not inherit, he did not merit the property for their fruit. So he can say to her that I'm not going to redeem her, because the Chacham gave him the fruit, because he would be obligated to spend money to free her if she was captured. So she can say, I don't want to free her, but I also don't want her fruit. So in this case, our Mishnah needs to tell us that a man does not have a chazaka in the assets of his wife. Because although that by right he has no payers, he still has no chazaka. Why? Because she can say, I just did a pleasure to my husband, and I let him eat the fruit, but I never sold it to him. So therefore, he doesn't have a proof for his chazaka. It's explained in the Mishnah that the chazaka of 3 years isn't a evidence to the husband and the assets of his wife. So the Gemara asks, Hor oyo, but if there is a witnesses or a document that his wife sold it to him, the field, yesh, so then if he brings such a raya, then there is, he would merit and he would get the field. Friday Gemara, Taimo, why doesn't the woman say, I never had intention to sell it, but nachas ruchos is lebaili, I just did a favor, a pleasant list to my husband, so he shouldn't be angry at me. Milet nan, did we not learn in the Mishnah, Gitnun Hei with Beis, that lo kach min ha'ish, if he buys a piece of property that was enslaved to a wife for her kisuba, that she was supposed to collect the kisuba. So he went and sold, he bought it from another person, And then he goes back and buys that same property from the woman for small money, so that she should not later collect the property in Uksuba. Mekhay bottle, the purchase that he did from the wife is bottle. And if the husband dies or he divorces her, she can collect from him the property for her kesuba. Also, we see from here that Omro, the woman can say, I did a favor for my husband, I did it pleasant. Hachinami here too, when she sells to her husband the nichsimalug of hers, Tema, let her say, I did a pleasantness for my husband. So, why does it mashma? Why is it mashma mishma that the sale is okay? The Gemara answers, but we already learned to explain this Mishnah. Rabba Rab Huna, Rabba the son of Rab Huna said, this Mishnah did not need to say that there is no deal, Elabaisin Sholish Sodis, only with regards to these three fields that are explained later on. Achas, one of these three fields is a field, Shekosov Labik Suvasa. He wrote it to her Beferish in the Kesuba, that this should be enslaved to her Kesuba.